And as the war along Yemen's northern border appears to be cooling off, the Yemeni government may shift its focus to fighting al-Qaeda in the country. That's what the international community wants. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Yemen's capital, Sana'a.
Information from the front lines in Yemen's northern Sada province has been sketchy and often unreliable, particularly when Yemen claims to have killed or wounded the rebel leader Abdulmalik al-Houthi. He showed up in an internet posting recently in apparent good health, just before announcing that the Houthi rebels were seeking another truce. Previous postings were much more violent. This undated video, for instance, shows sporadic but fierce fighting along the sparsely populated mountainous territory along the Saudi-Yemeni border. Both the Yemeni and Saudi militaries have declared victory in the past, but the Saudis have acknowledged some 133 of their soldiers were killed in the fighting. Yemen has been tight-lipped on its own casualties, but analysts believe they've been significant. Yemeni analysts say the Saudi claims of victory should be treated with skepticism, although they welcome the cessation of hostilities.
Well, it has been, for them, a defeat, but I think if they continue, it will be even more dangerous.
Analyst Abdullah Al-Faqi at Sana'a University says the longer the Saudis fight and fail to decisively defeat the rebels, the more they could be exposed to other security risks, such as uprisings among unhappy tribes living on the Saudi side of the border.
Because if the Saudis couldn't defeat the Houthis, which is like a small group, how about other, groups within Saudi Arabia? So basically for the Saudis, it's the least expensive, move.
If the Saudis, however, go ahead with plans to build a new military base in Jizan, not far from the border with Yemen, analysts here say that will signal that they're serious about not just Houthi incursions, but any potential unrest along the border. The Houthis began fighting Yemeni forces in 2004, saying they had no choice but to defend their people against systematic marginalization by the government. Periodic truces were declared and broken. Some Yemeni defense officials continue to oppose another truce, arguing that previous periods of calm simply allowed the rebels to regroup and rearm. But with a worldwide focus now on the growing threat of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, analyst Abdullah Al-Faqi says it may now be time for Yemen to end hostilities in the north.
So basically what's happening is if you have a weak government like the Yemeni one, and then, it faces a lot of, challenges at the same time, noblesse for Al-Qaeda in the government agenda. But now, the only place that's on the agenda should be for Al-Qaeda, because that's the priority.
For certain sectors of the Yemeni government, however, fighting Al-Qaeda has never been a priority. It remains to be seen if that will change, now that international pressure and very large amounts of aid money are linked to the effort to deny al-Qaeda a safe haven in Yemen. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sana'a.